Hello, welcome to the 10 Minute Encourager. My name is Evangelist Robin Sherrod, and our topic today is going to be offense. Our subject is offenses will come. Everyone, at one time or another, has been offended or have been the offender. Jesus said that offenses will come in Luke chapter 17, verse 1. How should a person respond when he or she is tempted to get caught in the trap of offense? This 10-minute encourager will help you or someone you know to continue to walk in the Spirit and prevent the perpetual cycle of offense. As we go to the text, Luke chapter 17, verse 1, we have Jesus speaking here. So when we see or when we read where Jesus is speaking, it is because it's something that's very important that we need to pay attention to. When we look at what he's addressing here, he's addressing his disciples. He's not talking to the Pharisees. He's not talking to the Sadducees. He's not talking to the Gentiles, but he's talking to his disciples. He's talking to those who are followers of him, and he's addressing a very important topic. So if Jesus thought it was important to address it, then clearly you and I should look at what he's addressing here and how it can affect our lives. You see, Jesus knew that the disciples were going to be attacked on many different levels, and he knew that the spirit of offense was going to be one of them. If you turn over to Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 14, this is where we find that Jesus is sending out his 12 disciples. He's given them specific instructions, and he tells them, I want you to go to the lost sheep of Israel. Notice again, he's not talking about the Gentiles. He's not talking about the Samaritans. He's speaking about the Jews. Why is that? Because Jesus came first for the Jews. You can find that in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. You see, the Jews had been awaiting the Messiah to come to usher in the kingdom. And so they were looking for an earthly kingdom. But Jesus was referring to a spiritual kingdom when he sent the disciples out. He gave them very specific instructions in Matthew chapter 10, verse 14. He says, whoever shall not receive you, and if they will not hear your words, he said, you depart out of that house or city and shake the dust off your feet. When we talk about shaking the dust off our feet, that means that there's a separation that occurs. During this time, there was a custom where the pious Jews were accustomed to doing this to the Gentiles because they felt that the Gentiles were not worthy of them. So when they departed, they would shake the dust off. So Jesus was using this analogy, and he was telling his disciples, when you go into someone, when you speak to someone and they don't want to receive the good news, they don't want to receive the gospel, he's telling them, I don't want you to hold on to it. What I want you to do is to shake the dust off, and I want you to keep it moving. Why am I sharing this with you? Because this relates to our text in Luke chapter 17, verse 1. When Jesus is speaking to his disciples and he's talking about the spirit of offense, notice again, he's talking to his disciples. He's telling them that there's going to be offenses that is going to happen internally, which means amongst you all, and there's going to be offenses that's going to happen externally, and that's with those that you're going to deal with in the world. You see, when we are offended by someone that's outside of our circle, it doesn't affect us that much. We can just blow it off. We can say, you know what? Hey, you know what? I'll just extend grace to you. But what happens when you're offended by someone that you hold close to you? What happens when you are offended by your spouse? You're offended by your children. You're offended by your BFF, your best friend. You're offended by those that you are in an organization with or in a relationship with. What happens when those offenses come? Those offenses come and we hold on to those things. When we go back to Luke chapter 17, verse 1 again, he said the word offense. When you look at that word offense, it also means in this particular text, scandalon. Scandalon is what that means in the Greek. And when you really read it out and when you really study it out, what it is a trap that is set. It is a trap that is set. The way this trap is set is that there's a small piece of wood that's used to prop open the door for an animal to enter in because there's food inside. Now, this trap is set to lure the animal inside. Once the animal goes inside and it triggers that piece of wood, the door slams shut and the animal is caught inside. Over in 1 Peter 2 and 8, the word offense is used again. It's used to refer to a stone, an obstacle that will cause one to trip up. So as we see in Luke 17 and 1, Jesus uses this word to warn about events that will happen in life with the potential to trip us up. When we bump into the trap of offense, okay, it slams the door shut and we replay that in our minds over and over and over again. We replay that negative emotion over and over again and we become trapped in that cycle. We begin to see everything from the lens of offense. When something else comes, when something else occurs, we are so more sensitive to that because we've already been offended that it does not take much for us again to get entrapped into the spirit, okay, of offense. We find it in the Bible. When we look over in the book of Acts, chapter 15, we find that there's Paul, there's Silas, there's Barnabas, and there is Mark. There is a disagreement that occurs over in that particular portion of the text. We find that Mark started out with Paul and Barnabas on their first missionary journey. That's found in Acts chapter 12, verse 25. But Mark left somewhere in the middle of the trip for unknown reasons, Acts 13 and 13. So we find that there was a disagreement. Something happened where Mark had to leave. We find that Paul, the apostle, becomes offended. He becomes so offended that when Barnabas comes to Paul again to talk about having Mark to rejoin them for the rest of the journey, Paul gets upset. Paul says, no, I'm not putting myself out there again dealing with Mark because Mark was a part of us and he left us in the middle. Now, if you understand the personality of Paul, we find that in the Bible, Paul even says that he's zealous, which means that Paul was very passionate about the things that he was committed to. And if others were not as committed as he was, he became offended. Why do I bring this point up? Because there are times in which we will hold others to our higher standard. There are some times when people are not able to be held to our higher standard. Therefore, when they don't reach our standard, we become offended. There was something that happened in Mark's life where he was not able to uphold the standard that Paul was wanting to uphold him to, and therefore he left the journey. Paul became offended. When Barnabas came to Paul and said, hey, let's continue on with the journey, let's bring Mark in, Paul said no. So we find out that there was a parting that happened. There was a parting that happened. And so Paul and Silas went on the journey and Barnabas and Mark went on a different journey. Now, eventually they began to work together. We find that Mark worked with Peter over in Acts chapter 12 and 12, and later Mark and Paul were reconciled. You can find that also in Philemon 24. But the principle here is the fact that offenses will come. These offenses again came in the form of these disciples and Paul the apostle. We also find with the disciples, we have James and John. We find that they go to Jesus and they ask him, they said, who is going to be the greatest? Can we sit at your right hand? And Jesus says, you're asking a hard thing. And that's not for me right now to really address. But offense came because, of course, there were the other disciples at the time. And they were like, well, what gives you the right to sit there and ask this question when we've been here with him all the time? So these offenses come to bring division, to bring disunity. It is so prevalent that it has caused people to leave ministries. It has caused ministries to be destroyed because of offense. It has caused relationships to be destroyed. There's people that are not talking to each other. Why? Because of that spirit of offense. We know the Bible says that it's the small foxes that spoil the vine. We must understand, you and I, as saints of God, the enemy, he can come with a direct attack, but he can also come with a subtle attack. And these offenses come as subtleties to build us in our spirit man that will keep us from fulfilling and moving forward. Because see, when offense comes, what happens is that we pull back. We pull back and we say, you know what? I'm not putting myself out there like that again. Why? Because I was offended. You know what? You got me once, but you're not going to get me twice. We say that. We build up our reason. We build up our defenses. But don't you know that God wants us to drop it? He wants us to leave it. He wants us to shake it off. Why? Because there's bigger things that we have to be focused in on. That's one offense. But there are many different things that God has for us that we need to move beyond. There are people that are stuck in offense. They're not moving forward in ministry. They're not doing anything in ministry. Why? Because they've been offended. Someone said something at choir rehearsal. Something was said at the door. Something was done maybe in an audio ministry. I'm not talking specifically about the ministry that you may be currently associated with or I'm currently associated with. I'm talking about these things that have happened. People have brought these things to you. You may have experienced them themselves and you have just decided, you know what? I'm going to go in, I'm going to worship God, and I'm going to go out. I don't need to do anything else. But the Bible says that we ought to work the works of him that sent us while it is yet day, because when night come, no man can work it. There are people that are waiting for you. There are people that are waiting for you. Offenses are detours to destiny. There are people that are waiting for you to get back into the race, to get back, to pick up your torch and to run with it. Do not let your light go out. Do not let your light be dim because of offenses. I come today as just a 10-minute encourager to you and I to let us know that there is bigger things in life than just what we have been offended by. Drop that offense. That's something that happened last week. It could have happened 5 days ago. But you know what? God has given you so much more. So much greater is in you. The Bible says that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Offense is in the world. Offense is not in you. Keep offense at bay. Keep offense in the world. Don't let offense come inside of you, saturate you, sit inside of you, become a seed. You water that thing. It become rooted. And what happens? It turns into unforgiveness. It turns into bitterness. It turns into something that you are not. God created you better than that. So women and men of God, family of God, saints of God, let's move beyond offenses and let's move into the opportunities that God has for us. You and I were created as salt. We were created as flavor. We were created to change the atmosphere when we walk in it, not allow the atmosphere to change us. So this 10-minute encourager, again, offenses will come. Jesus addressed them. He said they're snares, they're traps. And some commentaries, you're going to read it as sin. Why is that? Because when offenses come, if we allow them to stay rooted in us, it will become sin. It will begin to eat us up. We know what the wages of sin is. It's death. When we allow offenses to stay inside of us, it will kill our ministry. It will kill our joy. It will kill our peace. It will kill our moving forward in the things of God. So right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare right now, I pray for the hearers of this word. I pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that the spirit of offense, God, will be rebuked. It will be lifted off of their spirits, off of their souls, off of their emotions, God. Their minds will not be trapped by the spirit of offense. God, the hurt is there. Yes, it is. But Lord, we know, God, that you said in your word, God, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. You said, God, that we bring our broken heart to you, God, that you, God, will mend it, Father God. You said, God, we don't have to live in the realm of hurt, and we don't have to live in the realm of despair, God, but we can live in the realm of harmony. We can live in the realm of joy. And so I release it, God. We decree and declare it in the lives of your people, God, that the listeners of this word, God, will no longer be tormented by the spirit of offense, God, but God, the opportunity, Father, they will see things through fresh eyes. They will see things, God, through a fresh word, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We honor you. We thank you and we magnify you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Thank God for you listening. If this has truly blessed you, or if you know someone that's in this cycle, this perpetual cycle of offense, please share this word with them and let them be encouraged. Until we meet again, God bless you. Continue to do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God, because someone is waiting on you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you again and again.